Let me refresh your memory.
But I know a change gonna come.
From our New York studios, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Well, we saw over the Memorial Day weekend another example of how this nation must deal on a national level with policing. When a local judge in Cleveland acquits Officer Brelo of any criminality, despite the fact he jumped on the front of a car, the hood of a car, and fired all of these shots among the 147 that were shot at two unarmed people in the car. You don't jump on the hood of a car if you thought they were shooting back at you. That has led to a protest. I've been asked to come in. I'll be at Olivet Institutional Baptist Church on Friday night. But what is critical about this, Tom, is that we've got to have national policy. We can't run around like hamsters on a treadmill from Staten Island to Ferguson to North Charleston, South Carolina, Baltimore, now Cleveland. We need one police policy nationwide. The agreement that the Justice Department forced in Cleveland yesterday could be the template. But even more importantly is that the city of Cleveland is the site of the Republican convention next year. Ohio is the state the Republicans cannot win the White House without that. If we all sat down in Cleveland and Ohio and use that Justice Department settlement, it will force the Republicans, who by fate or God, depending on what you believe, it has to come to Cleveland to deal with their convention and their nominee next year. This is the time to nationalize the issue and force this onto the presidential agenda. There are some of us that look long term and figure out how to use the short term. Others sit up on radio and make fun of people that started in Head Start but then got ahead.
Wow. That really hurt.
I started in Head Start, Jay. I didn't appreciate that. And for all of the Head Start alumni, we will get even.
I totally apologize, sir. It'll never happen again.
Speak up. You're whispering. I want a loud apology.
It won't happen again. It will not happen again.
Thank you, Rev.
I'm not sure that either one of you are helping the case.
Oh, my God.